I just watched Jiggly for the first time Saturday.
And you're going to say, it's not that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad. That's
yeah, right. I liked The Village.
It's
I liked
bad.
The retard is brilliant in that movie.
It's not horrible bad.
That retard was the worst retard I've ever seen in my life.
No, he's a great retard.
That retard was the guy in The National Treasure.
Real? Is he a real retard?
No. No, but the guy who played the retarded kid.
He was good.
Yeah. I heard Jennifer Lopez laying on the bed, spread her legs, and said, it's turkey time. And I thought, you know, this movie can't be all bad.
No, not at all. I was in a test screening of that movie. This is a true story. Test screening of that movie in at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, like about a month before that movie came out. That line, that moment happened. She lays in the bed and she, you know, says, come on, it's turkey time, gobble, gobble. Audience went nuts, and not derisive laughter. Like, so much so that I was sitting there going, I wish I had written that line into a movie. But that was the line that the critics really picked apart and the go-to to beat on that movie.
Well, sure.
No accounting. I'll never understand. Never understand. Look it up. Derisive is negative.
Yeah, just keep a running list of all his big words.
Derisive is satanic.
He says he's just the guy who wants to eat at Chevy's.
Yeah, whatever.
He's an intellectual.
The duck confit was not good enough for him last night. He got chicken.
I'm sorry, where's my foie gras? from my morning bagel.
It's very un-PC here in town.
Is it really?
Everyone's screaming about, you know,
about
you can't force feed the ducks and geese.
But the thing is, you can. It's just not nice.
Right.
You can do
that. I saw a sticker yesterday that said, animals are just little people in fur coats. I feel like ramming the guy. No, they're not.
Yeah, way to pick your issues, you know. Yeah. As they drive down the streets of San Francisco and see homeless people.
Yeah.
Talking to themselves.
Well, they think that, you know, people and dogs are right on the same level.
Right.
KLS in San Francisco. Hey, do you have a guilty pleasure? Yeah. But hold on, I want to do the rundown because I want everyone to know what we have in store for you with Kevin Smith this week. Oh, no.
There's stuff?
Oh, no.
All right.
We've got some stuff happening. Well, first of all, Jake Johansson today. That's very exciting. Who's Hooman? This is a game we play where we send Hooman out into the street.
Right.
And we let listeners bet on whether or not people will know who he is. The key question is, do you know who I am?
Really?
So based on the setup, you have to
find out. While we're on the air?
While we're on the air. Well, he's pre-recorded this.
Oh, you did it.
And so it's...
Did I ruin the magic there?
Well, no.
No.
It was kind of like the day that I went to see you.
Right.
That's what I was going to play with you. Who's Hooman? Huma. But you didn't remember me.
We did do some Who's Hoomans from WonderCon or Com or whatever it is.
Who'd you talk to there?
We should play some for Kevin.
Oh, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Play the best one.
I don't have them.
He knows which one I'm talking about.
We threw them out.
Yeah. I think I actually did throw the CD away. There's apparently a trailer park here in San Francisco, and Hooman went, knocked on random doors, and asked, do you know who I am?
And somehow didn't get shot. You know, you're not supposed to go knock on random doors.
Are you talking about Mumbles?
Yeah.
This isn't even funny. This is just sad. Please don't.
Just do it real quick.
Don't do it.
Throwing my hands up into the
air. She says no, but she means yes.
Sir, can I interview you real quick? Oh, you can't talk? Oh, okay. All right, so no interview?
Good conclusion. That's the way to end it.
Good conclusion.
No interview.
Good conclusion. That
was good. You know,
it's
you're
just
going,
so, I mean, they just had a field day with that last
you're
week.
Going
it's just
straight
so mean.
To hell.
Right to hell. There's no
question.
No.
For what?
You will burn.
Let me tell you something, Kevin.
Not for doing that. I mean, it's one thing to have that on tape, but to play it back is like, this is why you're going to hell. It's one thing to find out the guy can't talk.
That's you put that on your computer, and it's like the thing that you play to yourself. And
can I defend myself real quick?
Feel free, sir.
That guy was sitting in the corner all by himself, ignored by society. I'm the only person in the world that would talk to him.
He can't talk.
Right.
Well, let me say,
she went with a microphone to talk to him. He just didn't go as a person.
And I'm sure he appreciated the mockery as well.
I didn't mock him.
We did.
Wait, later on.
We took care
the
of
mockery
that.
Came is later. In the that, moment, you were like, sorry.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. KLLC San Francisco. Tomorrow, we are going to do a little segment called Dear Kevin. Normally we do this with Dear No Name. We do it on Tuesdays. But if you have a burning question.
About
this can
metal?
Be,
about death metal, black metal, speed metal from the mid to late 80s?
Sure.
Because
but
that's
also
normally
life,
what Danzig would handle.
But life questions as well. You know, I mean, if you've got a real problem, I mean, you'll do your best to sort that out.
I want
you to take this really seriously.
I will take it seriously because I can solve problems. I'm a problem solver. That's
like
what a director
physicist.
Is for a living. You're a problem solver.
Really?
May I take a few moments to talk about the art craft of directing?
Certainly.
Give me some music, please. The directing is essentially a job where you just answer questions all day long. That's it.
Okay. There, so you're perfectly qualified.
I'm ready
for
to
tomorrow's
go.
Dear Kevin. Also I'm tomorrow, Dick Not a Dick with Kevin. Kevin Smith has met
a plethora of people.
Some not dicks, some dicks.
All dicks.
Well, really?
Yeah.
So that's a little hint on how to win the game
pretty
tomorrow.
Pretty much. It's going to be an easy win for some.
Are people just dicks to you, Kevin?
Yeah,
that's
what
it is?
I've had dinner with him.
Total.
I can see why.
Total.
Is he kind of a dick at dinner?
Oh, so much. Rude.
You know what?
No. I know you're lying.
I was actually
terrible
good for
manners.
Dinner. But my wife actually did say when we left last night, she's going, that was really rude. And I was like, what was rude? She's going, you just got up while they were eating. Because we finished eating. I was exhausted. I'd been up at 5 o'clock. I knew I had to get up at like 4
uh-huh.
to do the show. So you and your old lady, man, eat like, you know, like felines.
Well, she does.
Dainty and slow.
She does everything.
Well, Maddie won't shut up, so he'll never eat his food because he's just talking.
But I was still chatting and still putting it away because that's what I do. That's how I roll, son.
Yeah. I can eat and talk at the same time.
You and your wife are wonderful company. Your wife's delightful.
She's
really
great,
cool.
Isn't she?
My girlfriend was like.
She's a sweetheart.
Impressed.
She's a catch. I married
her
up,
smart.
As they say. It's easy for a guy to marry up when you've got a lot of money.
Sure. I mean, you're world-renowned director.
The renown across the world is amazing.
On a side note, Kevin's wife is naked in the 50th anniversary issue of Playboy.
It's very true. I'm sure she'd appreciate you pointing that out.
Is that true?
I can bring it in for you tomorrow.
I would love to see that. Would you be horrified?
I was going to bring it to dinner. I didn't know if that would have been appropriate.
I don't think she would have cared.
Really?
Playboy asked me, a bunch of directors, to do like a... like a photography session, like mm-hmm. a portrait.
You took the pictures?
Yeah, kind of. Something they consider erotic. And I was like, well, I find my wife very erotic. And they were like, well, I said, can I shoot her? And they were like, well, can we see some pictures of her? You know, because they only want to put,
high echelon beauty.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I do.
Which I thought was kind
of... Playboy has a standard. That's not really nice of them. Not very right.
Not at all.
But what are they going to do? No, I'm sorry. Your wife doesn't quite make it
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Wouldn't that have been awesome
yes.
if they were just like, we don't have enough space in the magazine. I'm like, what are you saying? My wife's a pooch. But they didn't say that. They were like, okay. And then the scenario I set up where the image was of her as kind of a nearly nude Lois Lane. And she was being embraced from behind by Superman. It's pretty hot.
Who was Superman?
Some random model.
That guy should not have been Superman.
Yeah, that's what the Playboy photo editor said.
God,
she saw the picture and she was like, this guy's not Superman.
Yeah, disappointing Superman.
He should have been bigger, you think?
He should have been like a badass. That guy looked like any old guy that you would see like in the elevator.
Well, Superman is a badass
wasn't it
up
you?
Until the moment.
Why couldn't it have been you?
I would have drained all the eroticism out of the photo. People wouldn't have even looked at
Maybe
her.
You would have highlighted
her
how erotic
bits.
She
they
was.
They would have been staring at me pouring out of that costume. They would have been like, wow, Superman has let himself, go to pot. Well to seed. Superman discovered
you're her
donuts.
Superman. I mean...
Yeah, no, but nobody would buy that, though. Nobody would buy that in a million years.
You don't think?
Mm-mm. It's hard being... Yeah, give me my sweet music. It's hard being heavy. Is this the Hulk music?
Yeah.
Good call, man.
You like recognize every single thing we play.
That's what I'm going to do for the next 3 days. Go like, is this from an obscure little movie called Gumball Rally?
We got to pull a whole bunch of obscure crap and see if we can.
That is this the Hulk music? This is what usually ends the episode.
That's right.
Yep, he's hitchhiking. When Dr. David Bruce Banner is back out into the world and trying to find him place in it.
It's late. Yeah,
you guys don't
bust water. Yeah, let's see what we can do. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Everything you want. You just say the word.
All I'm asking for is a
giant
water.
For Kevin!
I'm the co-host! I'm dry here.
Coffee?
Cotton mouth.
We'll take it to McDonald's. Anything you want.
Is there a McDonald's?
Have you had the Carl's Jr. breakfast burger yet?
Not the breakfast burger, but I had the breakfast bowl.
The breakfast burger.
Okay, let's do the guilty pleasure, you guys.
You brought it up last week. And I think we looked for it in karaoke. We didn't have it, but I found the original version. And I know it's a little early to be working for the weekend.
But still.
But I am.
Really?
For the weekend.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't be cranking this if I pulled up next to a group of teenagers on a corner. But I wouldn't change the staging either.
This immediately calls to mind Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze on that SNL sketch.
There it is. Everyone's watching. Trailer Park. Jake Johansson is stopping in. And tomorrow, don't forget about Dear Kevin. Send your problems to us. Kevin@RadioAlice.com.
It's really working toward the weekend when you play it on Wednesday.
Everybody's working toward the weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to want to karaoke some today, aren't you?
A bit.
I feel the singing.
You know, before I, after when I agreed to come on, I went back and listened to, because you guys were sweet enough to give me a CD.
Oh, for real?
Totally. And I, you know what? I rocked that mic.
Yeah, oh, my God. You did. And I then the, didn't the CD, like, mess up or something?
It did.
And it's been rectified.
Is that so?
I didn't get to the, you know, seen a million faces and rocked them all.
The one line you want to get to.
Totally.
Right.
But
okay.
It was fun.
We're going to take a quick break. We have just a ton to do today with Kevin. And if you want to call
him.
Don't
lie. We don't have a
ton. We really do.
We're floundering.
We actually have a big
You should see the news he put together.
Without
really?
Glenn Danzig, we're floundering together.
Amazing. He's an amazing news guy.
Yeah, I found some stuff.
Okay. Well, we're going to check it out
next.
Better
stuff.
Are we calling it the half-ass news still? Or is it?
I think with Kevin, we could go full-ass.
Yes.
The full-ass. The full-ass news.
Yeah.
Full-ass news.
Yeah, entire ass.
It is next on the Alice. Alice at 97.3 to 619. Sarah, No Name, Alice's morning show. No Name had his little baby yesterday. Junko Hawkweed Danzig has arrived yesterday around 7. And then...
Back to reclaim the throne of metal.
Right. The weirdest thing happened. Kevin Smith called yesterday, right at the end of the show, and we didn't know it was him. We didn't believe it, and we hung up on him, and he called back, and almost like he was desperate for love. I don't know.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, we flew him up here, and now he's going to co-host the next 3 days.
Next 3 days. So far, so good?
I'm very much enjoying
basically,
this.
Basically, the job is just to fill space.
Blah, blah, blah. I've got a pile of crap that we may or may not get to. I see that you have the same pile.
I want the hate calls to come in where people are like, he's a jackass. Get him off. Bring back the metal god.
The metal god. I'm always trying to squash the metal god down. Like, come on, man. No more crappy songs from Angel of Death. Well, no, but he's into the way, he's more into, like, you know, the crappy metal that we're into.
Yeah.
You and I. Like,
hate
come on.
Metal.
Have I pulled out some Cinderella?
That's fine. It's a little glam for my taste.
Yeah, really? A little
totally.
Too glam?
How about Lamb of God?
What about Rat?
Rat, there's an affinity for Rat because they were kind of Jersey-based.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb of God, not so much. But I'll go back to, like, I'll do a little Queensryche.
Oh.
About Kix.
Kix, no.
Yeah, Kix sucks. I don't know why you like them.
Because they rock.
You guys remember a metal tune called Denim and Leather?
How does it go?
Denim and Leather.
Yeah, totally. Who does that?
All together? Can't remember. And I've been having this conversation for 10 years now. Can't remember.
Oh, I'll find it.
Dig it up, right? Do a Yahoo search.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Yahoo, thanks for the cake.
Thanks for that. That was my handoff to you.
Yeah, that was
I'm radio.
You're unbelievable.
I'm radio.
Kevin Smith just reminded me that Yahoo's 10-year anniversary is apparently today.
Yeah.
And they sent over a nice cake, so thanks, Yahoo. And I guess if you go to Yahoo, you get, like, Baskin-Robbins ice cream cake or something.
You get free ice cream.
I don't even know. All I know is they sent over a lovely cake.
If you visit the front page and download a coupon, you get a free 2.5-ounce scoop of your favorite ice cream from Baskin-Robbins.
That's fantastic. They charge you for the cone, or that's free, too?
I think it's all free.
I cannot tell you the bitching that happened in this studio when they took a look at this cake. I mean, we get a free ice cream cake for no reason. Yahoo sends it over for their own, just to, like, remind us that it's their 10-year anniversary. Not, like, because they think they've got to impress us with some big cake. And these guys, I can't put the graphic on. They can't even tell us a why. That's the ugliest thing. Doesn't even have crunchies in it, this cake.
The graphic looks like it was done by a Yahoo. It didn't even read like the why. It didn't look like
It totally looks like the Yahoo Y.
It did not. It looked like a Z.
Well, congratulations to Yahoo. Yes. And I would like to say now, Kevin Smith.
That you like Google better. What?
I do enjoy Google, I have to say. But I love Yahoo as well.
Yeah, they rock.
I did lose some money on them, though.
How so?
A couple years ago.
Oh, you invested?
Yeah.
You got a cake.
That's true.
So
in the end,
want?
I'm a winner.
Yeah, totally.
I need to introduce you to someone.
Who's that?
Her name is Kathy.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Saxon.
Oh, Saxon.
Saxon did it.
Funny. We can't get it.
I'm trying to find out. I'll try to find
Brought us all together.
And now it is time for
Merciful
a look at the
fate.
Traffic.
Do you roll with the fate? Merciful fate?
He played some Merciful Fate a couple weeks ago, actually. Mm-hmm. No Name brings in all the crappy, obscure metal. MSNBC is our first traffic sponsor of the morning. And now Kathy. Yes. The traffic.
All right. Southbound 101 slows Hillsdale to Whipple Avenue. Also slow traffic on the East Shore Freeway westbound 80 through Berkeley as you head towards the MacArthur Maze. Westbound 4 slows Antioch from A Street out towards Summersville Road. For the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are off, but it's just backed up to the middle of the east parking lot. Golden Gate Bridge traffic is okay. And if you're heading out to BART, they are running on time. Traffic brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Get free breakfast every day at participating Hyatts with Friday, Saturday, or Sunday arrival. Find delicious getaways now through March 27th. Visit Hyatt.com for details. Weather, some showers this morning, but then partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 50s. It's 6:24. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Atlas at 97.3.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
When we play Who's Human later on today, about half an hour, we'll probably play our first couple rounds. If you win, you'll get a Star Wars Republic Commando video game for the Xbox.
No way.
And this is the first opportunity to explore the Star Wars military, more than 14 levels, 8 diverse environments. And that's not even the geek info, which follows down here. Set in the time period between episode 2 and leading into episode 3.
Is that what it is? That's the only reason any of the game players would not be getting any girlfriends. Because they'd be too busy rocking this game.
Right, the 14 levels.
Geek info.
Yeah.
You have more than a dozen deadly weapons at your disposal. That's not really geek info. That's kind of scary info.
It's just regular.
Period between 2 and 3, you will challenge super battle droids, droid echoes, scavenger droids, and Trandoshan mercenaries. It's all about droids. You can't kill real people anymore in Star Wars. You gotta, you know, you're always cutting droid heads off.
The human death.
Yeah, no. And it desensitizes a whole generation.
It does.
Let me tell you, I respect death because I saw, you know, Ben Kenobi get cut down by Darth Vader back in 77. It made me respect the power of the sword.
That's right.
But now,
you
kids today...
You don't just flash a lightsaber around willy-nilly.
No, you don't take it out unless you really want to use it. So, kids today and the droids thing, it's not going to pan out. Should do we have to do a little news?
We do. Are you ready to go?
Did you know the news is sponsored by the Shane Company?
The Shane Company!
Shane Company sponsoring the news. Sarah, can I tell you this?
No.
So, McGruff, finally getting a little pussy.
Really?
Hang on.
I'm waiting.
McGruff the Crime Dog has a new partner. The Keep Safe Coalition introduced Faux Paw, the techno cat.
Really?
Faux Paw.
Is he like the CSI guy?
No, he doesn't investigate, crime scenes and bodies. He Faux Paw keeps kids safe on the internet.
Oh.
So essentially, Faux Paw will be McGruff's little assistant, and whereas McGruff, who I haven't seen in like 10 years, maybe I'm just not watching the right programs.
Yeah.
It's not like he's that prevalent anymore.
No, he's not. I did like McGruff at the time.
Take a bite out of crime. Totally.
Sure.
But Faux Paw will be their new little spokescat.
That's cute.
Totally. Faux Paw, F-A-U-X, Paw.
P-A-W.
P-A-W.
Sure, I gotcha.
Just
cat
to spell
reference.
It out. Totally.
Yeah.
And the kids will totally
appreciate the French.
Well,
they'll get to learn a French word,
totally.
Right.
Whipping a little, as we continue to Francophile the rest of the United States.
Right.
later on, they'll be calling him Freedom Paw when France won't join us in another unholy war. I got a little political for a second.
That's nice. We're fine with that.
So the cat essentially sits there and hangs out and tells kids, like, you know, he's got a motto. Their new motto, the slogan, if you will, is keep, don't meet, tell, which I think is the worst slogan ever invented.
What?
Isn't it? It's just so bad. Ready? Like, all right, remember McGruff. Take a bite out of crime. It sticks
McGruff,
with you.
McGruff the crime dog.
And take a bite out of crime
sure.
stays with you.
Faux Paw.
Faux Paw says keep, don't meet, tell. Each thought separated by a period. So three separate thoughts. Keep, don't meet, tell.
Now, but...
Can I explain to you what that means?
Let me guess first.
Go ahead.
Keep your information secret.
Very good.
Don't meet anyone that you meet on the internet in real life.
If you get the next one, you get a set of steak knives.
Tell your parents if anybody is soliciting a meeting with you.
You did it.
But that's the stupidest... I mean, it's ridiculous because there's nothing catchy about that slogan.
Hey, Sarah. Keep, meet, don't tell. That's all I'm saying. Meet, don't tell.
You have it wrong.
Keep... Meat.
Don't meet, tell.
Essentially, what they're saying
is keep
a fridge full of meat, but don't tell anybody.
Right.
For when the bomb
keep
drops.
Meat, don't tell.
Then you got some stores.
Right.
Some
and then
reserves.
You'll be able to sell that to the people who are starving.
Keep meat, don't
you'll
tell.
You'll be
the
new
worst
king.
Slogan.
It's the
I've
dumbest
ever
thing
heard.
I've ever heard. I completely concur.
Keep meat.
Don't tell.
Don't tell.
That's my wife's slogan. I say, hey, keep meat. She's like, I will.
Don't tell.
Yeah, totally.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell.
Can you read the Superman for me?
In honor of the Oscars, we got a story about a naked dude holding a sword.
Oh, phenomenal!
Which is kind of like what the Oscars.
Why he's the guy with the
in Iowa, North Liberty, Iowa, police in Iowa report they've arrested a naked man for threatening his neighbors with a sword or a sword.
If you prefer.
Curtis Rarick of North Liberty has been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, presumably the sword. Police say a nude Rarick was in his yard when his neighbors complained.
So was he just out
his
there practicing?
That's what he calls it, is Rarick.
Practicing moves?
He's just out there in the buff. It's his yard. Why can't a dude stand in his own yard in a nude?
Nobody wants to see that.
Apparently not, because his neighbors called the cops. The cops showed up. Officers say the neighbors asked Rarick to put on some clothes instead of getting his drawers. That's literally written in the article, his drawers. Officers say Rarick came out with a sword and threatened the people.
Mm.
So you're living next to this dude, Rarick, and he's just letting it all hang out in his yard.
So first he wasn't with brandishing the sword.
No,
out
he was
there.
Just he was... naked. He was brandishing little Rarick. And then somebody, the neighbor was just like, hey, kid, put it away, buddy.
Mm-hmm. My kids, their eyes are burning out of their heads.
Totally. Nobody wants to see that. And he's like, oh, do they want to see this? And he comes back with a sword. Totally. And then the cops, of course, are called in. I don't know. What was it?
Ironside.
You know, I was going to say Ironside.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't. He faces up to 2 years in jail and a $5,000 fine if convicted.
That seems, it just, I mean, the brandishing sword.
Let that be a warning to you people, man.
But the naked part.
So which do you think is the $5,000 gets you the for the sword, not for being naked?
Right.
Is that what it is?
Must be. I don't
think it's a little harsh. I mean, it's not like he held at somebody's throat. The dude,
clearly
obviously,
he's crazy. He needs to be put away for a while.
Totally.
Line four? Line six? Bob, you know, I'm talking with Kevin Smith. I don't want any of these calls right now.
Bob sounds...
Man of War?
I don't want to talk about Man of War. Dude, please. This is my tiny little reprieve.
There was a chick who called in before wanted to talk about denim and leather and sex.
Jackson.
Stephanie, you still listening? Call back because we want to chat.
Don't. We actually have to break. We went so long the first break that we actually have to break right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have to.
So much more news.
Okay, you can do three more minutes. Kevin Smith. World-renowned director, 3 minutes.
All right, here's a story that goes right to the heart of every guy who really likes to eat. Every guy, every gal. A man was tasered by police in a salad bar dispute. It was a Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese in Aurora, Colorado. So they can't get their story straight. Apparently, some people said that the dude did not pay for the salad, yet was building himself a salad at the salad bar. Mm. So the authorities were called in. And depending on who you believe, either the cops who say that he was belligerent and pushed the cops, or the patrons who say that's not true at all, it was a fact disputed by the patrons, says one of the officers kept poking the gentleman in the chest. Whatever happened, they pulled out a taser and shot the dude in the chest for being unruly at the salad bar.
And then he, I'm sure, threw the salad up in the air, so the cost of the salad is lost.
Pretty much.
The salad.
Nice. The argument was escalated until Gail was shoved into the lap of somebody's sister, that's not too bad, who was sitting,
there's worse things.
Totally. Who was sitting two booths away holding a 10-month-old baby, and that's when police pulled out a taser stun gun to subdue him.
Oh.
And the person, Mayo, who's the witness, who said, Felicia Mayo was the one that said the guy didn't deserve to be tasered. Mayo, who's providing most of the details in the story, said, they beat this man in front of all these kids, then tasered him in my sister's lap.
Mm.
That is the name, ironically enough, of my biography.
Wow.
Autobiography. They beat this man in front of all these children and tasered him in my sister's lap.
I have a question about tasers.
Shoot. Taser, if you will.
If you are sitting in someone's lap and someone tasers you, does the voltage, does the shock travel to the lap?
I believe no.
It's contained
based localized. On the darts that enter your chest. It's localized.
Oh.
Because in order for a taser to work, basically these four darts launch into your chest. They don't go deep. It's not like it buries itself into your heart. But it breaks the skin and sends the electric charge through the body. But I don't believe it travels.
See, I actually have the taser then confused with the handheld
with the thing that Catwoman carried around in Batman Returns, because that's...
What are those things called?
Stun gun.
Is that what it is? A stun gun? The thing you have to actually press the gun to the person and connect to the... Okay. All right. I was just confused.
Can I finish my Mayo quote?
Yes.
The Felicia Mayo? She said the cops had no regard for the effect this would have on the kids. This is Chuck E. Cheese, you know. I thought that was great. This is Chuck E. Cheese, you know.
Well, it is Chuck E. Cheese.
As if you won't see more horrifying things at Chuck E. Cheese.
I know. Like the big guy in the mouse suit.
Big guy in a mouse suit, or they all reek of urine. Because there's so many kids. Every Chuck E. Cheese I've ever been into, and I've been into a lot because I got a kid, all reek of urine. You open that door, you get a blast of children's urine.
Mm. Wow. And yet you keep going back.
Well, the pizza's good.
Right. I have to say, I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese. I actually want to go.
We've never gone.
No. You got to go. There's not one near me.
The show is kind of lame, but they got games.
So they put on a whole show.
Well, they don't. Animatronic robots do.
Oh.
Like, curtains open up, and they're like, hey, Billy, it's your birthday.
I can't believe there's a salad bar in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Isn't that astounding?
That's the most shocking part.
Kind of
and
that
anyone would want to eat it. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
What was that? Wrap it up?
That's the break sign.
Break one off?
We're going to break one off right
too
now.
Early for
we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to play a little game we like to call...
Oh, I didn't know you wanted it ready.
Oh.
Take two. Okay, well, when we come back, I'll do it. But
hold on,
okay.
One second.
When we come back, we're going to play a little game we like to call. It's a game.
Dead or Alive.
That's right. And we're going to play it. You'll play against Kevin Smith.
So familiar.
Right after that.
Haunting.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah, and No Name, Alice's morning show. No Name had his baby yesterday about 7 a.m. And because of this blessed event, Kevin Smith is sitting in all week.
Hello.
Kevin Smith, that's right. I'm turning it down a little bit.
I did not have a child. Responsibly, I showed up for work.
That's
because
right.
Because I'm not selfish.
Right. Like taking all kinds of time off.
Yeah, that's just nuts. And so what? He's got a kid. I got a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Me too.
So you got two.
Yeah.
And it's much harder for a lady to have a baby.
That's true.
So, that dude.
For men, they just cut you open and take it out.
Totally. We just watch. Was he there? Did he participate? Yeah. Or was he home drinking a beer?
No. He was there. I'm sure he'll call today, Kevin.
Did he start here in the studio and then?
No, unfortunately.
Was it like, a big studio film?
I sort of wish, right.
Nothing like that.
No. But about 10 o'clock on Monday night, I guess she started to have the labor pains.
So he knew. He called in. He's like, look, I ain't coming in.
Yeah, he said, well, I don't know what's happening, but we're going to the hospital.
He's yelling at me. I apparently have to be here for this. So.
Right. I got to grab one leg. The nurse is taking the other.
Who was yesterday who filled in? It was Marcus?
Marcus. He's a regular on the show.
Right.
You'll meet him on Friday.
He's
actually, and you may have met him before.
He interviewed you.
Yeah, did he?
For TV, remember him
that's
and
right,
I?
That's right. You and him.
You have a really good memory. Like, just the fact that you
Well, it was
kind
only
of,
a year ago.
Still, I mean, you do a lot in a year. You're Kevin Smith. You meet a lot of people. I don't remember what I did yesterday. For you to, like, remember this show and have mentioned
remember,
it.
I didn't remember Human, apparently, when he came up to me at the WonderCon.
He was out of context.
Completely out of context, and I told you, you should have just said Alice, and it would be like, bing.
I know, but
I remember the radio, you know, Alice is a weird thing.
It is.
It's a name for a radio station. It doesn't go by its call. What are the call letters?
KLLC.
What is it? So the LC is the Alice part?
I guess.
Callus?
I didn't make it up, man.
Well, you have to have
it's memorable.
K.
You got
yeah,
it.
It's, yeah, you can remember it.
Hey.
Back east, you know, it's a W.
When your baby was born, did you peek over the curtain?
When
there's no curtain, Hooman. You just a lady
born,
laying
was,
on a.
I was holding a leg, sir.
Oh, you are.
You watched it happen. And you know what?
Right
so
there.
Did No Name, for the record. No Name was like, oh, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to cut the cord. I'm just going to be up by her head supporting her. Naturally,
he gets
sucked
all.
Right in.
I had to see it. I had
well, you're a filmmaker. You need to have those visuals.
The experience, totally.
Yeah.
But I was the first one of the two of us to see the kid's face, which I think is a real cruel thing for the mother. And it's cruel when I rub it in my wife's face all the time. Like, of the two of us, you did all the work, carried the baby.
But I saw the baby first.
I saw the kid's face first.
Well, they could have gotten her a mirror. You could have seen it at the same time.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Seeing it off of a two, you know.
Sure.
Because the mirror is what, the fifth dimension? Is that, if you enter a mirror, you're in the
I thought you were in the fourth dimension if you entered a mirror.
But I think, he said break it off.
No, he's saying get the traffic. All right, I'm sorry. We are going to get the traffic. And then we're going to play a little game we like to call.
Well 800-400-FM-97
if you want to take on the mystical director, Kevin Smith. Right now, the traffic. Brought to us by Hotels.com. Go, Kathy.
Slow traffic in the South Bay. An accident in Cupertino, North 85 before De Anza Boulevard, blocking the second lane from the left and traffic's backed up to Saratoga. Also, northbound 17 slows over the summit. Injury accident in Hayward, southbound 880 before Whipple. Over on the right shoulder, traffic's backed up to Highway 92. Accident in Napa County, northbound 29, just before the Butler Bridge, being cleared over to the right shoulder. Accident for the San Mateo Bridge, eastbound before the Toll Plaza, a couple of vehicles cleared to the shoulder. For the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on, backed up beyond the Cypress Overcrossing, and the northbound Cypress Freeway backed up beyond the Diamond Lane split. Along the Bayshore Freeway, southbound 101 slows from Hillsdale to Whipple. There was a ladder in the roadway. CHP cleared it. And BART's running on time. Traffic brought to you by Air New Zealand, presenting the inspiring journey of the month, round-trip service to New Zealand with a stopover in Fiji, all for only $1,100. For details, visit airnewzealand.com. Air New Zealand, inspiring journeys. Weather, some showers this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs are going to be in the upper 50s. It's 6:45. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is a surprise for Kevin Smith.
This is Denim and Leather. Oh, God.
Nice.
You can always remember the song because it sounds like the beginning of a Joan Jett song. It sounds like I Love Rock and Roll.
No!
Yeah.
We're Sammy Hagar in it.
I was 13.
Where were you in 79 when the Joan Jett song?
I was on high ground. My mom wouldn't let me.
Genius. Genius.
Like chocolate and peanut butter. Taste great together. Two great tastes that just taste great together. Okay.
That is, they should re-release that as a call and answer song, and you can pick that part up.
They should, right,
that
see?
That was good. That came right off the cuff, didn't
well,
it?
Well, it tastes great together.
That was good.
You'll find that, that I, yeah, sure. Yeah, hey, that that's why good. I get the big bucks.
Dude, you know what? It's up until this point, I was like, why does she get the big
yeah.
bucks? Now, I know.
I don't blame you.
I respect.
It's your birthday.
You know, just this lady.
Big birthday with.
It's cute. It's birthday.
She's very Bjorky.
Not that one.
It's birthday time. Lorraine Newman is 53 years old today.
Oh, okay. So we're doing the birthday.
One
list.
Of the original
SNLers.
SNLers.
Yes.
Yeah. So skinny. Skinny,
very
skinny,
thin.
Skinny,
very
skinny.
Very thin. She was in a great arc of Curb Your Enthusiasm 2 years ago.
She was. That's right.
And when
right.
I say arc, I mean one episode.
Oh, just only one episode?
She was just
oh.
the one.
It's like...
But the one where he turned molestation into something funny.
Yeah, and
only
how
Larry
did he?
David can make that work.
It was a bottled water. Robert Eiler, who is Anthony Jr. on The Sopranos. How old do you think that kid is? He got skinny.
He was in Daredevil.
Oh, that's right.
He was a punk who beat up the young Matt Murdock. I, too, was in Daredevil.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
What did you play in Daredevil?
I was a coroner. A coroner, a shifty coroner.
Are you telling me it's worth seeing that movie? I got to go
yes,
see that movie?
Yes. I mean, now it's on DVD. Just how can you pass it up?
Well, you're in it.
Yeah, there you go. Just fast forward to my part.
Okay.
Just take one quick stop at Affleck and the Red Leathers for a good chuckle, and mm-hmm. then go right to my part and move on.
Hey, are you looking for a role on CSI? I know you're play the coroner. I actually think you'd be great on
no,
that
No, but
show.
You know what
Real
I did
serious.
Do? You probably guys probably don't know this, and why would you? I just starred in a 3-episode arc of Degrassi, The Next Generation. Do you know what that show is?
Oh, my God. They brought it back?
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bringing Degrassi?
It.
There was a Degrassi
yeah,
show
in Canada. Degrassi Junior High.
Degrassi Junior High.
Oh, totally.
With Spike and...
Yes. Okay, so years ago, about
oh, John Stewart made a joke about that. Actually, yesterday on his show, he was talking about Degrassi High.
Was he really?
Yeah, or Degrassi Junior High.
We're big Degrassi fans.
Oh,
are you really?
Yeah.
So do you watch The Next Generation?
Yes.
So The Next Generation is a show they started in 2001.
Man.
And basically the premise is Spike, that girl you referenced, who in Degrassi Junior High got pregnant.
And she was high.
She was kind of hot, and she had a big mohawk. Like 13 years later, 12 years later, her child would be ready to enter, you know, junior high. So
I get it.
They brought the series back, and her daughter, Emma, kicked off the series.
Is the original
actress? And they brought
actress,
the other characters back,
Spike,
like
Joe
Jeremiah's in it.
Joe Jeremiah?
And Caitlin Ryan, the little epileptic girl.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, so I was a huge fan of the
oh
show,
God.
And for years I've been talking about the show, and then caught up with the new show, and so I called them up, and I was like, I want to write and direct an episode. And they said, you can't because you're not Canadian.
Oh.
Because they got 100% Canadian content. They said, you could be on it. And I said, all right. They said, you could cameo. And I said, all right, let me think about it. And I came back to them with a 3-episode story arc in which Kevin Smith went to Canada to shoot a movie called, this is true, this just aired up in Canada. I did a week-long press. I was on the cover of Canadian TV Guide.
You're laughing.
Really?
True, I don't
totally.
Know. I believe you.
Pull it up on the Bewski website. So basically, Kevin Smith goes to Canada to shoot Jay and Silent Bob Go Canadian A, meets Caitlin Ryan, who was Caitlin on the old show, Joey Jeremiah's girlfriend. She's very cute, still very cute. And basically, I play myself, but I play this version of myself who had never been married and never had a kid. Everything else is the same about me. So me and Caitlin wind up in a romance.
Oh.
And we did. We made out. How strange is that? My wife's still mad at me about it. She don't like it.
Caitlin, though.
I know. But she had no appreciation for Degrassi whatsoever.
Mm.
But I tried to explain.
Is
like,
Spike still hot?
She just thinks
Spike,
you wrote a 3-episode.
Amanda Steptoe, her name is. Yeah, she's cute, too. Totally cute. A lot of tats. She got a lot of tattoos. But so anyway, I did me and Muse. Like, Muse was on it, too. And Alanis Morissette came in.
Funny.
And she played in our fake movie within the show. But 3 episodes. And it airs up there on CTV. But down here, it airs on a TV station called Noggin. Thank
yeah, 120
you.
Cable.
Is that what it is?
Channel 120.
I watch Noggin all the time. I can't believe I haven't seen it.
Noggin's the kid. It's a kid station.
Until
day,
3 p.m.
And then it
right.
becomes the N. That's when Noggin gets sexy.
That's when the teenagers are home from school.
Exactly, and that's right. when they air Degrassi. So my episodes that I did that have already aired in Canada, they're on delay in the States. They're always a little step behind.
When are they? Do you have any idea when they're going to air?
August 12th. 19th and the 26th.
Oh, my God. I can't even set my TiVo
right.
for that yet.
No, that's way too early.
I have to, like, literally write that in my date book.
But
don't forget the TiVo.
I'll just get you a copy.
That would be great. I would love to see that.
It's pretty, I got to say, it was pretty fun. So anyway, so I won't be on CSI, but I was on Degrassi.
There we go.
Which
great.
Has an S and an
I. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. It does
Degrassi
have those
rocks.
Things. Lou Reed is 63 today.
Oh, the great Lou Reed.
Jay Osmond.
Satellite of Love.
Mm.
Heroin.
All of it.
Walk on the Wild Side.
That's right.
The only guy who could ever get away with saying, and the colored girls sing.
And people are just like, yeah.
And people are like, yeah, they do, don't
do,
they?
Do.
Anywhere
do
else
do.
In the world, they'd be like, oh, you hate monger. But mm-hmm. Lou, they're like, right on, Lou, they do.
Yeah.
Who else?
And that's, Jay Osmond of the Osmond Brothers. Could not get away with saying,
that.
And the colored girls go.
No. If Jay Osmond said that, forget right. it.
I don't even know which one Jay is.
Utah would fall. I believe Jay is the youngest.
I thought that was Jimmy.
Oh, you're right. I don't know which one he is. If he ain't Donnie.
Can you name another one? Donnie,
Marie.
Jay, Jimmy, not Marie.
Come on,
another boy.
Can't. Another boy? Schmegma.
Alan.
Schmegma Osmond.
Schmegma.
Alan?
Yeah, he's the least popular.
My sister was into the Osmonds when I was a kid.
Me too. We had this grove of trees, five trees in my yard, like these pine trees, and each one of them was a different Osmond, and all the girls in the neighborhood.
And
like,
you made out with each
I
one.
Made out with Alan, the tree.
Making out with the tree?
Yep.
I want pictures of that.
John Bon Jovi?
Today's the... you love the Jove.
43 years old today.
And you know what? Looks like a child.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, he aged incredibly well. Such a nice guy.
But he probably has had a little work done, right?
No way.
Just some
not
face
the Jove.
Resurfacing.
He's all man. All real.
I don't know.
You
he's
know
totally
what?
Metrosexual. You know that guy gets mani-pedis and gets the whole...
I get mani-pedis. Does that
friends?
Make me metro?
Yeah, that makes you metrosexual.
You know, I would go so far as to say we're friends. It's not like we hang out.
But if you pulled out your little black book right now, we could call him and
wish
him out.
I don't have him on my cell because I don't talk to him that frequently. But I've been to his house. He's got this massive house in Jersey.
He's got a ton of kids, too.
He's got himself a brood.
Yeah.
Him and that wife is Dorothea.
Nice.
Boy, they just like to make children.
She nice?
She's very sweet.
Yeah.
He's a high school sweetheart. How cool is that?
It's really cool.
And it melts a woman's heart, doesn't it? When
it
you
does.
Hear that, totally.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
He's a good guy. Good
found
guy.
Found her. Stuck with her.
And he's seen a million faces and rocked them all.
Naturally. Which we will get to later.
Totally.
Method Man is 34 years old.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
That's Lost on Me. I don't know anything about Method Man. These guys all know about
Wu-Tang?
Method Man. No, no.
I got myself a 40. I got myself a shorty.
He would get along with no name.
And I'm about to go get lifted. You didn't listen to any Wu-Tang?
No.
Method Man was in, wasn't he in Garden State?
Yes, he was.
Oh, was he?
He was the black guy that took him to the back of the hotel.
Oh,
and,
he said Porter?
Yeah, yeah.
You could have just watched it.
Oh,
he was the
my
black
God.
Guy.
I didn't know that he was the only black guy in it.
He was the only
it,
black
right.
guy in that movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
But that should not. We should not remember Method Man for that. He was part of Wu-Tang, was insanely influential.
He had that Method and Red show. I saw a couple episodes
of
that.
He did have the Method and Red show.
That's all I know about him.
A contemporary of the ODB. God rest his soul. Big Baby Jesus.
Yep. I've heard of that guy.
You spill my 40 of water on the pavement for our lost brother. Well, we do.
Chris Martin of Coldplay is 28 years old.
Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow?
Mr. Paltrow.
I read somewhere they're having problems.
Oh, say it isn't. You know why? They threw a kid into the mix.
And they named the kid Apple. That's problematic. I'm sure that's what they fight about. It's like, you named the bloody child Apple.
What
and
was you thinking,
like,
bitch?
I got an Oscar, and she hits him with the Oscar.
Right.
She's nice. I've met her a few times.
Oh, she seems great.
She went out with a buddy of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And she did a voice on our cartoon at one point. She's very sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did she put out for me?
Well, for people that... Well, duh, they were together.
It was
Ben Affleck. They did it forever?
Yeah.
For a year and a half or something?
They did it for quite some time. I believe there was some fornication.
That was some cute double date action, too, because wasn't her best friend Winona dating Matt at the same
time?
That's
right. You're going way back. You're going old school right now.
I am. Old timey.
Yes. Going way back, they were kind of cross dating.
That's cute. That's awful cute. You think the four of them ever just said, yeah, what the hell? Let's all jump in the bed together.
I think about it actively when I'm by myself.
Do you think it happened?
I in my dreams it did.
Oh, great.
In my fantasies, my masturbatory fantasies, sure. Two good-looking guys, two good-looking chicks.
Sure.
Swapping.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's better looking, Matt or Ben?
I think Ben is better looking.
Because of the new teeth and stuff? Because Matt is definitely better looking. By the way, you're insane.
Too.
Matt is way more
That's a chick
attractive.
Thing to say. That's a total chick thing to say.
Why?
The hair?
Matt's got better hair.
You think Matt's got better hair?
It's real.
Well, No Name thinks that Ben
Ben's
has
hair
a hairpiece.
Oh, that's crazy.
Calls him hairpiece.
Don't believe the hype, sir. I've known that dude for like over 10 years. I pulled on
that's
the hair.
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking.
In
We're
the
just
midst
trying to find
of,
out.
Of love, I've pulled on the
sure.
hair, and it stays.
If it holds during love, it's...
Totally.
Yeah, but, you know, the
could
weave.
Could be just a good snap on.
That ain't a weave, sir. That guy's got a great head
He's calling you, sir. He's actually pissed. Borderline pissed. He's calling
like,
you sir.
I'm no longer calling you Matt. I'm like, don't give my friend the proper sir. He has his own hair. You can mock his acting, but his hair is real.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe this.
I think Kevin Smith just went for the truth.
We were shooting this movie that everyone in the country saw and loved called Jersey Girl. And that story ran in the
news. What's the Oscar nod?
I don't know. I was told I was going to be given a secret one because the film was just too good to be presented publicly with an award or even noticed. But while we were shooting the movie, that story ran about him having, fake hair.
Right.
And the story was like him and Vince Vaughn were in some bar somewhere playing grab ass, and then
we reported it.
Did you?
Sure. That's why we call him Hairpiece.
Way to spread the hate.
Hey.
And his toupe fell off, and he's just like, I haven't seen Vince Vaughn in 3 years, and why would I be playing grab ass? And I have my own hair. So we even did it on the Tonight Show. I pulled his hair to show everyone it was real.
See, if only I was able to stay up late and watch late night TV.
Yeah, you're probably.
I hear you're phenomenal though on the Leno show. I've heard really good. A couple people mentioned that.
I do some fun stuff. Yeah. And it's,
that Kevin Smith, he's funny.
Big ups
he's
to them
good.
For putting me on. Mm. But anyway, getting back to the Ben or Matt question, I think Ben is prettier.
Okay, well, that's cool. Then we can double date because I'm going to take Matt.
You want Matt, totally.
Desi Arnaz was born in this date in 1917.
Ba-ba-loo.
Karen Carpenter was born in this date in 1950. And
why do birds suddenly appear?
Anytime.
I assume I was like, where's that coming from? Not true.
Just
not true.
Like it's time to go toe to toe with
Kevin
no
Smith.
Name in a game of.
Can I, big ups for the production value.
Thank
for
you.
Swapping out my name with no names
you
by
got
simply going Kevin Smith.
Look forward to more of that. Hey, Debbie.
Yeah.
Your phone sounds like crap, but we're gonna play Dead or Alive with you. All right, here's how it works. I'm gonna tell you guys a celebrity or other name. And you're going to tell me if the person's dead or alive. We're going to let Kevin Smith go first.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're going down, Debbie.
Nope, taking you down, Kev.
No, literally, you're going down.
John Cousel.
Of the Cousels?
Of the Cousels. John Cousel.
Gay.
Dead or alive?
Gay.
Not,
is gay
not
a
one
third
of the
option?
Options.
No. All right. Dead.
Debbie?
Dead.
No, 49 years old. John Cousel is alive.
I meant his career. Did she hang up?
Are you still there, Deb?
Yep.
Oh, phone just
I thought she was like,
so
oh, that's
bad.
It.
John Cullum.
Dead.
Alive.
He is alive. 75 years old. He was hauling on Northern Exposure.
Really? Okay.
So far, it's 1-0. Debbie in the lead.
We're not talking about their careers now. We're talking about their physical condition.
We're talking about their physical
presence. I was talking about careers, so I should probably get some credit. All right. Now that I know the rules of the game, proceed.
Theodore Geisel.
Dead. Dr. Seuss. Dead.
Dead.
Why don't you just give her the answer?
Because I believe in helping Debbie out. She needs the win more than me.
It's 2-1. Doc Watson. Dead or alive? Doc Watson.
Can I pass to Debbie first?
No.
Come on.
You must. All right, go ahead, Debbie. Answer first.
Dead.
Give me a hint. Give me a facial. Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm not giving you anything.
Help me out a little bit.
She said, what did you say, dead?
I said dead.
Is that, so I saw kind of wink.
I'm not giving you anything.
Doc Watson, alive.
Doc Watson is alive. It is tied 2-2. Bluegrass musician Doc Watson. How old is Doc Watson, please, to break the tie? How old is Doc Watson?
You don't have... That's not a fair tiebreaker.
It's a fair tiebreaker. How old is he?
I think you should just throw out a random name.
How old is he?
I don't know. Go to Debbie on that one.
Debbie, how
she
old is he?
She should break the tie.
87.
And how old do you think he is?
I say 92.
Debbie, you win. He's 82 years old, and you are closest.
Yeah.
No, I was closest. My answer had a 2 in it.
You know, technically, you're right.
What is Debbie winning?
She's winning 5,000 Alice Everyday Reward points.
What does that
believe it.
Do?
I know. Hold the line. Here, I'll tell you all about it right now.
Alice Everyday Rewards. Word of the day.
Word of the day with Kevin Smith. Right now, take the word paradise, P-A-R-A-D-I-S-E, paradise. Take it to RadioAlice.com, plug it into your Alice Everyday Reward account, and you get 2,000 points just for plugging it in. You listen every day.
Yeah.
You get these words of the day.
Uh-huh.
And other bonus codes. You save up the points, and you spend them in the online catalog.
And And what can you get? Stuff like
iPods and iron lungs, right. CDs.
A little hand action.
T-shirts. You can get some happy endings.
Happy ending.
We've got, what else? Rookie? National prizes. We have like, you can spend your points on actual cash, gift certificates, things of that nature.
How about integrity, dignity? Can you buy that?
Those are not for sale. Those are things that you must earn through your life's experiences.
I need some of those.
Yeah, well, get in line, buddy.
What do I get for, I'm not getting paid for this gig. Do I get some Alice bonus points?
You're not getting paid? Yes, you are.
Am I?
Give him line one for payment.
Here you go. Gregory, you're on with Kevin Smith.
Do we know how incredibly lucky we are to have him all week, by the way?
You know, I felt lucky and right up until the show actually started.
Yeah, and then she was like, this is the worst mistake I've ever made. What do they say on Arrested Development? Like, I've made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake.
But, I mean, come on, pulling out, you know, is that the music from the Hulk reference and getting Method Man at the exact same time? I mean, come on.
It's amazing.
That's just sweet.
I'm all over the map, sir.
Yeah. You are indeed all over the map.
I think we should actually have, like, random trivia questions from the audience just to see if Kevin Smith
can
answer them.
Does anybody have that Trivial Pursuit 90s edition?
Kevin, have you ever been on Celebrity Jeopardy?
Have I ever been on Celebrity Jeopardy? No, sir. But I have been in Celebrity Jeopardy many times when Ben Affleck threatened to punch me in the face.
I get it.
Thank you.
Nice.
Love you guys.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye, Gregory.
Tomorrow's part of Dear Kevin. That can be part of Dear Kevin.
Like, in just Dear Kevin, here's Dear a Kevin, random trivia question. Do you know the answer to it?
I'll take that. Hey, can we take that call on, too?
Sure.
I can answer that question.
Kelly, you're on.
Hi. I had a question for Kevin.
Can't say that.
Can't say that.
No.
I was talking about, you know, any number of things. Wow. My first bleep
of the
day.
He made a kielbasa reference, and that was
the end of that. My first bleep of the day.
Let's start this call over. Hi, Kelly. You're on with world-renowned director Kevin Smith.
And Kelly wasn't in reference to you at all.
Mm.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Well, my question was if Jason Mewes is single...
Jason Mewes, he is very... I do know, because he lives in my house. Jason Mewes is very single.
Ooh. He lives at your house.
Lives in my house.
Why does he live at your house?
Because he needs watching.
He's my friend.
He needs some love. Does he really live at your house?
Yeah.
Really?
Totally. He just moved back in. He's lived with me.
Do you have like a guest cottage or something? You don't just let him...
No,
you know, you've got a wife and a daughter.
The house is big enough for... In our house, I got me and Jen, me and the wife, Harley, that's three, Muse is four, and then Gail and Byron, who are Jen's parents, also live with us.
Is that so?
So we got right now, we're rocking six people in the house.
And you live in Hollywood?
I live in the Hollywood Hills.
Do you?
And it's a rather large house. It used to be Ben Affleck's house.
Oh, shut up. I've seen that house.
Yes.
I saw that house in like some magazine or something.
I bought it from Ben Affleck.
That's a beautiful home.
It's a very
Did he give you
house.
A nice deal on it? Or?
He gave me an insanely good deal.
Really?
Yes, which I call payback.
Mm.
Totally.
For He owes you.
Right? A little bit. So,
don't ever let him forget it.
Yeah, never let him let that
down.
When you guys are old and gray rocking on the porch.
We didn't ask Kelly how hot she was or anything.
Oh, she hung up too.
We got to reset, don't we?
We do need to reset. And we have Kevin Smith, world-renowned director and actor here with us in the studio.
That's reminding people.
Reminding people. About this time yesterday, Noname was having his baby, and Kevin kindly made himself available to co-host the rest of the week.
Right.
We are going to play a game now called Guess the Celebrity. We play this three times a morning. Every time a listener doesn't win, we add 1,000 of these Alice Everyday Reward points to the pot. They're free. We give them out like
It's like Monopoly
candy.
Money. This time it is.
26,000 Alice Everyday Reward points with a double down, Reno style.
Really?
52,000 points available right now.
You could do that.
We can do it.
Okay.
In fact, for you, I'll make it higher if you want. I mean, name your price.
Do a special 50,000 one like you always do, Sarah.
Okay. We'll do a special Smith Memorial 50,000 point.
And it's also just, I mean, making a million, for heaven's sakes.
No, because then they can
really
buy everything. No, because then they buy out the whole catalog.
How much does an iPod go for?
Don't overstep your bounds.
I think an iPod's a lot. 100,000 points, maybe?
100,000 points?
I actually don't know.
Are you making the call for Guess the Celebrity?
I'm making the call for Guess the Celebrity. 800-400 from 97. But you're taking on not just the rest of the morning show, but the unbeatable at trivia Kevin Smith.
No, you can beat me. It's easy to beat me.
I'm going
to
take you on tomorrow in 90s. I'm going to go
90s
get.
Trivial Pursuit?
I'm going to go get the 90s Trivial
can
Pursuit.
Can the station afford it? Afford that 90s Trivial Pursuit?
I'll write it off. I'll go buy it.
There you go.
And I'll take it home and enjoy it on
then
the weekends.
Then we can play. We don't have to use the board. We can just ask
right.
Each other
oh
play.
No, exactly. Like we'll just battle until
people
one
like
of us
that,
dies.
Don't they? Don't listen.
I don't care.
If I was, you don't. That's the
no.
thing about you. You're
right.
Just power
I just
hungry,
well, whatever
mad.
Is fun for me.
Right.
Exactly.
If I was driving in the car and I was listening to people answer questions, I, you know, do Trivial Pursuit, I would want to play.
Well, right. And
Hugs and
Gringo, we should,
like, you know,
maybe
Carney,
we'll maybe we'll let a listener play as well.
Totally. And give him like a gajillion
points.
Free fake money.
Right, we'll give them the fake points money.
How much is an iPod? 100,000?
Oh, I don't even know. Can you look and see how much an iPod is? Lori.
We don't even have any iPods.
Yeah, we don't even have any of those. Are you ready to play Guess the Celebrity with the morning show starring Kevin Smith?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Lori.
For 50,000 points.
50,000 points.
Here we go, everyone. I was born in Houston, Texas.
Matthew McConaughey.
Jessica Simpson.
Start throwing out names.
Ashley Simpson.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Human, for giving me the...
Wait, what are you telling
rules.
Him for?
Because everyone just started talking and nobody raises their hand.
Someone say Sandra Bullock?
Born in Houston,
Jeff
Texas.
Bridges.
In my next
Gary
film...
Gary Busey.
In my next film, I will
Crispin
be...
Crispin Glover.
In my next film, I will be co-starring alongside Tom Arnold and Henry Winkler.
Shannon Elizabeth.
It is Shannon Elizabeth.
Are you sure? Was she really born in Houston?
Yeah, she was. She was raised in Waco.
Raised in Waco. That is the thing I know about her is Waco.
You are amazing.
Thank you,
sir.
Don't
amazing.
Kiss his ass too much.
You rule.
I am putting him
what
down next time.
She lost?
She lost.
She's done.
She's gone.
Smoked.
All right, Kevin.
Here's
do
your double down.
Do you want to double down, yes or no?
So double
risk
down.
Risk all your points.
For this next one?
Just say yes.
Yeah, but does everybody, but then you guys, is it
no,
me?
No, only you.
Just you.
You have to answer
so,
a question
so
about
it seems like there are levels,
if you get
right?
this
there
right,
are levels.
If you get this right, you can get a karaoke point.
You're at
get
dwarf
a karaoke
level four.
Chip if you get
with 10 power points.
Kevin, remember this one?
Moving on. Okay, all right, hit me with it. We're moving on.
Good luck. This is a tough one.
Okay.
In what film did I have a cameo that starred such actors as Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Laura Linney, and Emma Watson?
I know that.
I know this, too. Love Actually.
It is Love Actually.
So what, I got, like, now I can get an iPod?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Now you get 1 point toward a karaoke that you can brandish. You can make anybody sing a song.
You're insane.
You yeah. know, I think
that
Kevin
wasn't
Smith...
worth the time I took
no,
to play
it is.
The game. No,
it is.
Wasn't.
Because when I, as soon as I throw one, I have several of these points.
Yes.
I have several karaoke's to brandish.
Yes.
If you don't watch your back, I'm going to make you sing some
yeah,
song
but
you don't
I don't recognize
sing.
This court's authority. Like, just
you have
you
to. Having walked
karaoke,
in.
I don't have to.
Yo,
like,
yes, you
sure,
do.
Your mind,
then you have to. I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse yourself from this court.
So if other people play the game, can they then say, I'm coming into karaoke, and you have to respect that? Or no?
Yes, yes.
So if a listener could then be like, I want to be on the show, that's my prize?
No, you have to save up points to win a karaoke. So they would have to win. If they won 10 times, then they could do it. But we'll do less points for you because clearly you're not going to be here enough times to play.
I say he gets one for one.
Three for one.
Right on.
Okay. You get to brand as a karaoke until
so essentially, I've won nothing.
So far.
Basically.
But you got 1 point.
Down to,
really?
Yeah.
What a rip.
Oh.
Break it off.
Okay. What do you want?
Break it off.
All right.
We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3. It is 7:16. Sarah No Name, Alice's morning show. Right around this time yesterday, Christy was popping out the puppy. No Name has a new baby. Junko Hawkweed Danzig. 9 pounds, 4 ounces. Good sized baby.
That is not the name of the child.
No, it is. Junko
really?
Hawkweed, yeah. It's the only name I know. He didn't tell us what the name is.
He'd be wise to keep that name secret.
Yeah. Or not.
Oh, no.
It's fancy.
It is fancy.
Sure.
I named my daughter Harley Quinn. Harley, first name, middle name, Quinn.
Are you serious?
Yeah, based on the, if you watch the Batman animated show from like 10 years ago.
Harley Quinn.
Was the Joker's little sidekick.
That's very funny.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Let's see, you're tricky like that.
Tricky.
You and your superheroes.
I'm tricky to rock a rhyme.
Sarah, say hi to View Askew people.
Hello, View Askew people. Yeah, I understand. We were just looking at some of the message board stuff.
We looked at the message board to see how we're doing.
And we found out that the Looking Glass was aimed too low because you're a stander, not a sitter.
Apparently, this is in my gut the whole time.
Kevin Smith is sitting in all week long.
Standing in
for No Name all week. No Name should be calling in at some point, letting us know how, you know, the first 24 hours were with the babe, so we'll get to say hi to him, et cetera.
Forget it. He's gone. It's over.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to hear from him this week?
What the? You got Smith.
Hey, Kev.
Days of No Name are past, my friend.
I see.
You lose one day. I was first time I was ever on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there between the commercial break. Talked to Jay Leno. And, you know, I was like, what do you say? Because, you know, they always chit-chat. I just read an article that said he has never had a guest host. So I said to him, I said, hey, man, I just read an article that said you'd never had a guest host. And he goes, that's how you lose this job. So, No Name, you lost this job.
No.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Stop it, though.
What? What? Because he's got a personal life?
Carson didn't lose his job to Leno. Carson retired.
Yeah, okay. Didn't you ever see The Late Shift? Read that book, The Late Shift?
I did,
see the
TV movie? But Johnny wasn't forced out.
Whatever. Wrap it up. Time out. Traffic. There it is.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
You're going to tell us about Vulgarthon, right? Later
I
on
will
today.
Tell you yeah. tell you all about it.
Because I'm thinking of going down.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, play Who's
He
Whom
only
and
wants to go
now.
Down, though, if you will. You can't play Who's Whom and not in this town. Sometimes. How many times have they tell you this? You gotta play Who's Whom in this town.
Someone's in a bad mood all
got a
of a sudden.
No, know, right?
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm in a great mood.
She's jealous because she didn't have a baby. The attention's off her.
Kevin, what did I tell you?
That's true.
What did I tell you about Whom? No phone number.
He's clingy.
Yeah, don't give him
Dude,
your phone
don't
number
listen to
your email
address. Address.
He will pester you, and now that he knows you have people living at your house, I mean, he'll be like, ooh, right. You have room for one more, don't you?
We do, actually.
I'm coming. I'm staying with you now.
You're there.
Is it all right this weekend?
You can't stay with me, but you
come
can
on,
come.
Come on, garage. I'll be in the garage.
Garage is pretty, it's pretty, no, you can't stay there.
They turned it into a playroom for Harley Quinn.
Basically.
All right. Jay Johansson is coming up. We are going to play Who's Whom from the San Francisco Trailer Park. And if you win, you will get a copy of the Star Wars Republic Commando video game for the Xbox. So, something big to play for. But we are going to do some news. The full-ass news with Kevin Smith right after the traffic, which is brought to us by McDonald's. Delicious. Go, Kathy.
All right. Accident in San Jose, northbound 280 before the 17-880 interchange. Mostly in the center divide. The left lane may be blocked, so traffic is slow there. Westbound 580 slows from North Flynn Road all the way out to the Dublin Interchange, and westbound 580 before Greenville, there is an accident reported. Stalling San Rafael, northbound 101 before the central San Rafael exit. The right lane is blocked. Also in San Francisco in the Cesar Chavez off-ramp from northbound 101, accident being cleared to the shoulder. Accident in Hayward, southbound 880 before Whipple on the shoulder. Traffic's backed up to 238. In Healdsburg, northbound 101 before Healdsburg Avenue, a couple of vehicles involved in an accident. Right lane is blocked. And South 101 slows out of Novato from Ignacio Boulevard to Lincoln Avenue in San Rafael. The Bay Bridge back up to the foot of the maze. It's slow across the San Mateo Bridge. Clawitter out towards the toll plaza. They got a couple of the toll booths closed and barges running on time. Traffic brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Get free breakfast every day at participating Hyatts with Friday, Saturday, or Sunday arrival. Find delicious getaways now through March 27th. Visit Hyatt.com for details. Weather, some showers this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. It's 720. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Eric has literally been holding for almost 2 hours. You are on the air with Kevin
Smith. I've written
Smith.
A whole interview by now. No, I'm just kidding. First of all, Kevin, you're great, man.
Thanks,
Every time
man.
I see you, you're just
How am
awesome.
I doing on the radio?
You're doing wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Would
Every
you ever consider doing this? Not that I would ever give
in
No Name's Gig away.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, right, because you have time for this with all your directing and all your other
Well, but it's only 4 hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You start your day, right?
Throw a treadmill in the office, you're good to go. You can write notes while you're there.
Because I would never use a treadmill, but I would just lay my coat on it.
Well, sure. It would be a place to stack stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, an evening with Kevin Smith. What was your favorite college that you spoke at?
My favorite college I spoke at Evening with Kevin Smith, for those who are not aware, is a DVD that we put out a few years ago.
Great.
Through Columbia TriStar. 4 hours of me talking at colleges, which you would think would be boring, but for some reason, it's this, I didn't direct it, but like I, you know, wrote it because it's just me talking. I don't even write it. I'm just answering people's questions. But it's the one movie that people come up to me and go like, I love all your stuff, but the best thing you've ever done is Evening with Kevin Smith, which is a real backhanded kind of compliment. Cause it's, like, it's so strange because you're like, dude, what about, never
about all my
Actually,
movies?
No,
I mean.
Clerks,
what about all that stuff?
Clerks is by far my favorite work. That's
Thank
what,
you.
When I started
Thank
with
you.
You, and that's, I mean, you've been great ever since.
Thank you. But to answer your question, I liked Indiana a lot because it was 3,000 people. It was a huge hall. But Cornell, I kind of like the building at Cornell. Wyoming, I thought, yielded the best answers because they're just kind of a little backwards in Wyoming, a little bit. And Muse was there for that. And there's some good responses from Muse. What, are you whispering to somebody?
Yeah, I'm talking to my daughter, Solstice. She's, I'm getting her ready for school.
Her name is Solter?
Solstice.
Oh, Solstice.
Where you can tell we're in San Francisco. Wacky names.
Oh, yeah.
Solstice.
What grade
sure.
is Solstice in?
The other one was...
No. My question for you, what grade is Solstice in?
Oh, she's only three. She just started in preschool.
Oh, right on.
So Jeez. She's still doing finger painting. How's her case? She's doing a great job at it.
Way to get her out of the house at an early age, sir.
Oh,
three, get out
only
of here.
Only 3 days a week.
Why? How come...